From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Somali police say that they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital, with at least 23 people killed in a car bomb attack that left dozens more wounded. Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage there from that explosion was not immediately clear. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. The Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain.
It is not a question of suspending self-government or of intervening or cutting it. It is simply a matter of returning self-government to normality as soon as possible. Normality begins by recovering institutional legitimacy and by returning the voice to the Catalans.
And Rajoy also called for calm. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. elections. An investigation is looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the presidential election. They also are examining the possibility that Mr. Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. The probe also is looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament meeting this Sunday to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who is under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal, and in response, sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position because Iraqi federal forces have moved to reclaim territory near the city of Kirkuk. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. The attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in the eastern Ghazni province that killed at least 9 police personnel. Australian lawmakers in the state of Victoria will debate a bill to allow medically assisted dying, a highly controversial issue fraught with arguments over who, if anyone, should be able to decide the timing of their own death. In the Australian state of Victoria, the lower house of parliament passed legislation October 20th that would allow what the bill calls voluntary assisted or assisted dying. The vote came over a contentious marathon debate session lasting more than 24 hours. Once the bill passed, Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews told reporters he was very proud of the vote. The vote in the upper house, the 40-member Legislative Council, is also expected to be close. Australian reports say that 19 members of the upper house support the bill, 11 are believed to oppose it. Assisted death usually means being issued a prescription for drugs that will end the patient's life at the time and place of their choosing. Most patients eligible for it are terminally ill, with death approaching soon. Kenyan police used tear gas to disperse election protesters in Nairobi a day after a fire burned hundreds of businesses, and men armed with machetes and sticks looted stores and homes. The election commission chief says that he will give an update later on what he called the way forward in some opposition areas where voting in last Thursday's presidential election had not occurred because of security problems. The opposition leader, Raila Odinga, told his supporters to boycott that vote. President Uhuru Kenyatta is making his second attempt at re-election. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has been disqualified from Parliament because he was a dual national at the time of the last election. The court has ruled that 4 other politicians were also wrongly elected because they held British, New Zealand, and Canadian citizenship. Australia's constitution bans subjects or citizens of foreign powers from sitting in federal parliament. And Tuomi, a professor at the Sydney University Law School, says this part of the constitution is unlikely to change. 2 other MPs have been cleared by judges of any wrongdoing in their parliamentary careers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.